fled, then on the nation they're now a part of. For years, Cuban exiles in Miami have persuaded politicians in Washington to go along with their demands, a 37-year trade embargo against Cuba, and almost automatic U.S. residence the minute they set foot on American soil. But that kind of political clout has not prevailed in the showdown over Elian. Washington has sided with Havana's demand that the boy be returned to his father, and Cubans here are furious. Outside the little house where Elian's been staying the last 4.5 months, protesters chant in Spanish, "Clinton, you coward, Miami's ready to burn." One of those chanting